Good morning, everyone. Om Shanti. And good morning, Judy. How is everyone? Anybody too hot in the morning, in the night? You need a fan or something? Yes, we have today workshop with Judy Johnson. And Judy is from Canada, Halifax. She is running a beautiful center in Halifax. I have heard that the downstairs is in that house, there is the meditation place, and it has been like a yoga dance room. So very creative. And personally, I would like to share about Judy, very warm, friendly, and easy to connect with her smile and open heart. And I asked my roommate, Angelica, what she knows about Judy, and she said she has joined many retreats, and Judy is very authentic. That's a beautiful description for Judy. And also that good at coaching. So Judy has a professional background with coaching, team building, problem solving. So any problems, just connect with this lovely sister. And today's topic is about, as you heard from the song, it's about love. It's workshop with the topic of an unlimited heart, an interactive session to explore the unlimited nature of your heart in God's heart. Welcome, Judy, and welcome to all of you.
Om Shanti, everyone. Is everyone warm? Okay, good. The advantage of being on stage is there's a heater right here, and it's very nice. Can everyone understand? Translation is okay? Yes? Okay? Yes? Yes? Good. Thank you. Okay. I think we're in this hall for translation because we were supposed to be sitting in a circle together for this workshop. So, a little quick adjusting of the plan, and we will be in rows for now. So, I like this theme very much of limitless love, and we've been thinking about this for a year now. It seems a long time for me, and so many new insights are coming. Are you discovering that also? New and more subtle insights to what is really limitless love. I mean, easy beyond the limits. Easy, there are no limitations. But here in Madhuban in particular, I'm finding how easy it is for hearts to recognize another heart. And you may not know the details of someone's name or their country or what they do professionally or how long they've been in Gyan, but somehow a heart recognizes a heart and there's just an instant connection. Are you discovering that also? It's quite magical, isn't it? For me, this is another aspect of limitless love. You know, when you think of all of the traditional ways in which we come to love someone, by proximity, by deep conversations, by length of time spent with someone, and instead, probably we have all those things over the 5,000 years, but when we come together here, it's instant, without all the details, without all the conversation, just a recognition, heart, recognizing another heart. So for me, this is the realm, I think, that we can be in when we're thinking about limitless love, is just this subtle knowing, this subtle recognition. And Baba says, you know, that first father reveals son, and then son reveals father. So first, we have to be revealed to the world. So in other words, the world has to look at us and recognize, ah, these are the ones, whatever that is for them. But before that can happen, each of us has to recognize ourselves, I feel, as that one, but also in the gathering that we recognize each other. We look at each other and each one's beauty is revealed to me, and I can so easily see the beauty of each. My own beauty revealed, everyone's beauty revealed, and then the world. We will be revealed to the world. And that may all happen quite quickly, all at the same time, I don't know. But I feel like part of our journey is to just recognize who I really am and have myself be revealed to me and then to for everyone else in this family to be revealed to me as well as the precious diamond royal jewels that they are, that you are. So this workshop is in the context of this theme, Living with Limitless Love, and I think that the title was to explore the unlimited nature of your heart in God's heart. Yeah? So my heart is getting more unlimited. Is yours? Yes? Some good nodding at the front. Okay. How many of you here have been with Baba for 15 years or more? Quite a few, so very experienced. And how many of you 15 years or less? Okay, 14.9 and less. Yeah, okay, a few. And how many, say, 5 and less? Because we have many new first-timers here the other day. Okay, so a few. All right, so for this session, you can explore either in your life, your full life, or in your life since Baba. And it will be a reflective session exploring your heart and how your capacity has grown. Your capacity to express and experience love beyond limits. Okay? So that's what we'll do here. And I've been asked to end early at 10 to 11 so we can go hoist the flag. Is that okay with everyone? We'll probably need the sun by then, right? All right. So I'd like to do a little warm-up to begin. And this warm-up, besides warming us up, also has a purpose. A purpose for kind of a catalyst for reflection and self-discovery. So this warm-up is very, very easy, but you will have to put your papers down and be ready to stand up. So in this warm-up, I'm going to ask you simply to stand up and sit down 3 times in a row at your own pace. Okay? Clear? So we start from sitting. And I'm not saying go yet. Wait. Marina, wait. when I say go, and it's not a race, but you stand up and sit down 3 times at your own pace. Okay? Ready? Begin. Okay. Are you warm? It'd help a little bit. Not so much. Okay. Now, we're going to do this again. But this time, I'm going to set my timer for 1 minute and 30 seconds. So for 1 minute and a half. I'm going to ask you to do the same movement, up and down, but this time I'm going to ask you to extend that activity for 1.5 minutes. So in other words, you'll be doing that much more slowly. Okay? Clear? So same activity. I add one more thing. Each time before you stand, say to yourself, I choose to stand. And every time before you sit, say to yourself, I choose to sit. Okay, so that's three times you choose to stand and to sit. But, and I will give you 30-second timing, so you'll know when 30 seconds is done, 1 minute, and then minute and a half. Clear? Okay, so we begin now. Okay, 30 seconds is now. Another 30 seconds has passed, so 30 seconds left. Okay, now I'll invite you to reflect on those two experiences. The first time we did it, and the second time we did it, and to compare them, take note. What was your experience in each of those times, and what was different in your experience, first time, second time? So just take a moment to reflect on your experience. And now you can share in pairs with someone sitting near you. Just turn and share what was your experience. What was the difference, one and two? Okay, so let's hear the difference. What was the difference, number one and number two, time? So say some words aloud. Ownership, says Nina. So you owned it the second time, I'm guessing. You felt a little more in control of what you were doing, Lucy? Awareness. And what was the difference first time, second time? You were more aware the second time of the self, right? Others? Conscious and unconscious. So the first time it was a bit like you were moving like sheep in a way, weren't you? You were all like, yeah. And the second time more conscious, yeah. Making your own choice about movement, yeah. Anything else? So the first one you were following me. And the second one you were following yourself, your own rhythm, yeah. So self-leader in the second one, self-master, okay? Anything else? The first one was physical. And second one? Yeah. So when were you more soul conscious? Which one? Second one. When did you have more remembrance? Second one? Yeah. Yeah, it was just muscles, first one, up and down, up and down. And maybe peer pressure, just moving in the conformity of the group. Yeah, second one was more individual, more self-selecting, more conscious, more aware. Yes, and maybe more remembrance. Go ahead.
I think the second one, I was more aware of not only myself, but Baba also. I felt as if I was sitting in Baba's lap every time I was sitting. Mm. I was not sitting by myself, but I felt as if I was in his lap. So
lovely.
Yeah.
It's like Baba said today in the Murli, we do everything peacefully, right? Are you doing everything peacefully in your Brahman life? No, of course, as time moves faster, many of us are starting to move faster. But we also know we're transitioning from doing to being. And with that comes a slowing of our pace, right? So as time moves faster, we begin to move more slowly. And yet the intense effort maker stage is our attention is very quick. Our attention, the minute it goes slightly off, it comes right back. That's the intense effort, is that our attention moves quickly, but our bodies and our thoughts move very slowly now. It's beautiful. And what I've discovered, this is, by the way, how we teach the power to decide in Halifax, the difference between just doing things and the choosing. And there's such a power when we choose, isn't there, versus when we just do things by rote. And then we ask people, what in their life right now could they choose more? Could they use this practice of choosing? Very often things they don't like to do, or things that have become rote or routine, then simply changing the consciousness, I choose, changes everything. Very nice. So I've discovered in this speeding up of time and drama and purification, which can be quite intense at this time. Have you noticed? Also, yeah, it's not just me. Okay, good. That in spite of all of that, I'm longing to move more slowly. And it's like opposite directions, which is very nice. I'm feeling that's a sign of progress. And yesterday, Baba said, love, our progress spiritually is based entirely on love. How much love we have for Baba. And I'm going to add how much love he has for us. But I find when I'm moving quickly, I don't notice the love that's there, either in my own heart or coming from Baba. The gifts, the guidance, the godly power that is always coming from Baba, and that's the practical expression of his love, I don't always notice it. So I might find myself feeling a bit unloved at some moment, or where is that love? I'm not feeling it emotionally, but actually I was moving too fast to notice all the ways in which those gifts, the guidance, and the godly power has been coming to me. So moving slow, I think, is really important as we experience love. Especially we go beyond the limits, the body conscious limits of the love experience. So I would like to do a reflection for you, thinking about your heart as a bit of a metaphor for your capacity to love. And I think you all have a piece of paper, and I'm going to invite you. Oh, there are even some really nice papers at the front, but a little late. I think better just use the paper you have. Does everyone have a white piece of paper? Yeah, everyone has. Okay, so they were all handed out in the hall. Let's just let's not pass those out because it would take too much time, if that's okay. Yeah, just use the white one. It will be better, actually. You'll be able to fill it, but now everyone wants that one. Right. Well, if you would like to, yes, go right ahead. Yep. So you can choose. Either you use the coloring one, which will just color in, or you can use the plain paper, whatever works for you. Now, some of you may have beautiful color pens in your bag, and some of you, like me, may have one pen, one ballpoint pen. So that's fine. Whatever you have, if you can just draw a small heart, or we're going to play some gentle music in a minute. In a minute, we'll play some gentle music. And you can just draw this heart and you can fill it in yourself. Everyone okay? Everyone have what you need? Almost. Coming. Okay. All right. So if you're using the little color in heart, then during the next 5-6 minutes of reflection, I'm going to just ask you to doodle. Color as you wish. And it's just a way to focus the subconscious mind, just color. Even if you only have one color pen, you can color some and not all, but don't start yet. Wait for the reflective question. And if you would prefer an empty heart and you fill it with words, or you do your own coloring, whatever you choose, okay? But for the next 5-6 minutes, I'm going to ask you to remember. It was the line that really touched me yesterday in the Murli when Baba said, love means to remember. Love means remembrance. Do you remember that yesterday? I thought, wow, I don't think I've really explored this as fully as I would like. In other words, love is very much connected to my memory and what's in my memory track. But of course, the deepest love will be all of my memories of Baba. All of my memories of his love, all my memories of my love for him. But I have to emerge those memories, right? So love equals remembrance. For the next 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, with gentle music playing in the background, I'm going to ask you to remember the first time you recognized Baba. And you felt Baba actually see you. And what was that experience for you? So for the next 5 or 6 minutes, fill in all the details. Go back into that memory and bring it out in all of its beautiful details. What was the feeling? What were the thoughts? What was going on for you, the whole experience, in that first period? For some of us, it was an instant. And for some of us, you know, it was a long, slow cook, as they say, and then there was a moment where the penny dropped. It may have been the first time you came to Madhuban and you met Baba, and that was such a powerful experience. But in that early stage of your Brahman life, if you can just remember in detail, what was it like? What was your experience recognizing Baba for who he was and him seeing you, you feeling seen by God? Okay? So next 5, 6 minutes, and you can write or you can color, you can do whatever you want with your little heart, but you will need to save space around the heart for the next step. Okay, so right in the heart or immediately around it if you would like. Okay, thank you, brother, for gentle music. 5, 6, 7 minutes. Thank you. Om Shanti. So how is it going? Nice. Yeah. Another minute maybe to finish? Or finished? Finished? Okay. It's possible you've relived this memory many times, is it? Especially in times of need? Yeah. Okay. So at the very heart, of course, of our Brahman life is its experience. That's why we're here, right? That's why it's what keeps us here. It's this very powerful experience of love that we had from Baba. And he opened the intellect, he opened the third eye, he opened the heart of the soul, all of these almost synonyms for the same thing, the same experience for us. So now what I'm going to ask you to do, which is why we saved some space, I'm going to ask you to draw, I'll do this first to show you, I'm going to ask you to draw 3 bigger hearts around your little heart. Leave space between each heart so you can write. So 3 hearts of bigger size. And now I'm going to invite you for the next, actually probably 10 full minutes. And I'll ask the brother if we can have just really, really gentle sort of meditative music. Just really quiet, quiet, gentle music. But for this next 10 minutes, I'm going to ask you to reflect on 3 moments or 3 events or 3 times in your life. And you can choose Brahman life or full life. When your heart grew one size. So when your capacity to experience and express love grew. And I don't know about you, but there have been some very significant moments, and some of them were very unexpected, and some of them were challenges when my heart actually grew one size, my capacity to love. And it's funny, we did this activity at our regional retreat in the Americas to begin this year of limitless love, and that was last June, so long ago now. And the 3 events or moments I chose at that time, I will choose completely different moments now. because so much has happened in the last year, I'm discovering. And the last one for me was very unexpected. We had a family from Shantivan, a Bharatwasi family, move into the center in Halifax. And I don't know what I expected, because our cultures are quite different. And we had no Indian students in our center. They were the first ever to come. And I don't know what I expected, but it's just completely melted my heart. And I am discovering a new level and depth and capacity to love that I didn't know was in me. I'm enjoying it so much, and it came completely unexpected. So there are moments in our lives where we're always maybe planning to expand our capacity to love, but drama helps along the way, and Baba certainly helps with his guidance and the gifts and godly power. And suddenly we notice, our capacity to love is actually growing. So are you noticing that from the beginning? So for the next 10 minutes, if you can just quietly reflect for yourself, and you'll name each of these three times or events or situations, could be a period of time in your Brahman life. Name each one and write any details inside that heart of what was your experience of that, and then give it a title. So for instance, I think my title of this big heart for the my recent experience with this Indian family will be True Bhavna. This is what I'm experiencing. So, and I'll name the different hearts something else, but you name them whatever is relevant for you. So it's kind of a summing up. What was the lesson of that experience for you? Is that clear? Three moments when your heart has grown, your capacity to experience or express love has grown in your life, Brahman life or full life. No, you write as much as you want, you color, you doodle, you do anything you want. Fill it in. Just remember, what was that experience about? Yeah. But at the end of all that remembering and reflecting, maybe just name, well, what was it? What's the quality that you now have that is actually part of limitless love? Yeah? Okay. Clear? Yes? Yes, you're reflecting. Okay. Gentle, gentle meditative music, please, brother, just for the next 10 minutes. Thank you. So just enjoy the reflection for the next 4 or 5 minutes, okay? So we'll take another minute, and you can take this with you, of course, and continue your reflections. Just wrap up for now. A minute. Om Shanti. Is it okay if we end now the reflection? For those that have drawn on your hearts, would you just hold them up? Ah, look at that. Look around. Lovely, lovely. Was it a good year for love? Yeah. Was it? Yeah. I know for me, all of these things have happened in this year, which tells me the power of us choosing a theme like this and how it affects us, even without necessarily thinking so much about it. I'd like to invite you now, if you would like, to just share whatever you're comfortable with from your heart with that same person who was sitting next to you that you shared with earlier. So anything you would like to share, and if not, no problems, but whatever you're comfortable sharing, just take the next probably 10 minutes, 8, 9 minutes to share anything noteworthy from your experience of your love becoming limitless. Share your three hearts the way your love has grown. Yeah, how your capacity to love, how your heart has grown. Three sizes bigger. So we'll wrap up our conversations. reality. So maybe there's more to talk about with each other over lunch or tea time. So how were your conversations? Nice? Nice. You feel more love? Yeah. You know, honestly, what is the greatest limit to love? Our inattention to it. Right? The more we pay attention to it, the more it grows. So limitless love, just doing everything with love. Being in the experience of love, remembering all the ways in which my own capacity to love is growing and where Baba's love is reaching me. Dharma protects me. Yeah. And souls in my family become instruments for me to become more loveful. Yes? You notice that happening? Okay. For us to finish in time in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you to turn your paper over and create a very big heart. Big, big, bigger heart. Even bigger than your three hearts. And so this will be a little bit meditative to end. I'm going to ask you to sit with this heart. Actually, I'm going to ask you to fold it as if it was a book, now that you've drawn it. So it's like a book now. And I'm going to ask you to sit here for about a minute in silence. And I'm going to ask you to open your heart completely to Baba. I'm going to ask you to sit in silence for a minute and say, Baba, what is needed for my heart to grow even bigger? Okay? So, Baba, what now for me so that my capacity to love, to experience and express love, can grow even bigger than these three? The next size, next level. Okay? So open your heart wide and sit in silence for a moment with Baba and ask him, Baba, what now for me? What will it take for my capacity to love to become even greater? Limitless, okay? And anything that comes, you can write inside that big heart. Okay, so we'll sit for a moment in silence and see what Baba guides or offers each of us. So what next for my heart to grow even bigger? Okay, so let's just open our hearts to the people sitting around us and show them our open heart. They don't have to read it, but the act of opening my heart to my brothers and sisters, and it's wide open to Baba. So next time we see each other, at lunch, say, our hearts will be even bigger. And all this year. So Om Shanti, I think we're ending now. Thank you, everyone, for just playing along with that. I hope it was all right for you. Yeah, Om Shanti.
Wow. Thank you, Judy. I can see the smiling faces, the opening the heart workshop has really worked. So thank you so much.